Hi, my name is Jason. I have a new life in Christ, and I am in recovery from fear-based anxiety.
All right, Jason!
Until 3 years ago, my life has mostly been a lie. I was a fake, an imposter, a thief seeking to fit in places I did not belong, acting in ways that got me what I wanted, and taking things that God never intended for me to have, all to find myself empty, lonely, and longing for purpose. Sometime in my early years, while watching Billy Graham preach on the TV with my dad, I accepted the free gift of eternal life that Christ was offering. Soon after, any pursuit of religion or faith would no longer be a priority in our home. We had Jesus, and that was all we needed. He was not talked about. We didn't pray together as a family. We just believed in this God that we never shared with one another or those outside of our home. I was groomed to be a high achiever, and I loved the attention I would receive from successes in school, achievements in sports, and overall just being a carefree, likable kid. My first panic attack happened in fifth grade at school before leaving for a class field trip. This persistent fear would continue to afflict me. After many doctor's visits, nothing more than a hiatal hernia was revealed, so it must just be in my head. We started therapy. I was diagnosed with social anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorders. I remember that summer being very lonely. I spent most of my time at home. I quit sports and I isolated myself from my friends and any future opportunities to really experience and enjoy my childhood. As middle school quickly approached, I was overcome with fear. I created scenarios constantly in my head, often believing the worst case was possible with every new day. I missed many months of middle school, which led to arguments between my parents as they disagreed on the care I needed. My mom had compassion and empathy. My dad showed tough love and demanded I pull it together. I often laid in bed at night praying to die, hoping I could take the pain away that I was causing other people with my struggles. Early in high school, I found new opportunities to medicate my anxious thoughts. I began seeking deliverance with alcohol and eventually drugs. By 16, I had been arrested several times for underage drinking and was placed on juvenile probation. Alcohol would drown out the negativity in my mind, reduce the overactive thoughts, boost my confidence, and open doors to finally being recognized. And I'd soon develop an extreme struggle with authority, as I still thought my way was best. As a kid that once loved doing right, I had not only turned from God, but I ran and hid in my sin. I refused to come out of the darkness and into his light out of fear of what others would think, or worse, what they would say or do to me. My rebellious behavior and hiding my fears in coping mechanisms and others would continue for another 20 years. I racked up more alcohol-related arrests, a relationship with pornography, hundreds of hours wasted in online chat rooms from my fear of rejection, struggles with entitlement, pride, control, lust, anger, lack of trust, inappropriate relationships, and the list goes on. I tried to find my identity in so many people, places, and things that eventually I had no clue who I was. I was seeking peace and hope and had no idea that I desired either. I was lost, I was broken, I was exhausted. So I attempted to fill my void in a cohabitating relationship with the then girl of my dreams in a new career in the film industry. I was so far separated from knowing God's love that I'd never be the man she needed me to be. So I led her down the same dark path I had every other relationship, toward affirming and pleasing me, changing her, and hoping she'd become everything I desired. It was all about me. Yet, in the middle of my rebellion, God chose to bless us with a son. God had given me the most remarkable opportunity to be a dad. I'd longed for this, and what did I do? I isolated further into my fears. Eventually, I withdrew from my son and his mom. I escaped my responsibilities by justifying a need to travel for work. I was prideful to earn the salary and let her be a stay-at-home mom. Her time and attention were now committed to our son, and she settled into becoming an amazing mother. But I chose work, travel, alcohol, recreational drug use, porn, gambling, isolation, withdrawal, pride, and a variety of other struggles over experiencing the true joy of fatherhood. I was ruining everything in our home, and I was too prideful and scared to ask for help. I had no understanding of biblical conflict resolution and no concept of how to share what I was struggling with to anyone. I felt that if I were found out, I'd lose everything. Turns out, the more I hid, the more I lost. God was there when my family fell apart from my selfishness and rebellion. The relationship with my son's mother ended on Christmas Day of 2016. In God's kindness, he led me here to Watermark on January 5th, 2017, with a broken heart and a shattered spirit. I met with the pastor on call that day, and this Watermark staff member faithfully showed me God's love and compassion and encouraged me to start church on Sunday and Regen on Monday. I didn't even know what Regen was. I just said yes. I was truly lost, desperate, broken, and what I thought was beyond repair, but for the first time, I was humble. I listened, I learned, and in God's mercy for me, I submitted to his plan versus mine. God softened my heart and prepared me to make a home for Jesus in my life. You see, I had a wrong understanding of the gospel. My life was haunted by the shame and guilt of my past failures. I believed I had work to do if I were ever going to get right with God. And I felt I was so far gone that there was no hope in turning back. But when I understood that Christ did all the work for me on the cross, my life changed in an instant. Jesus died to pay my debt for me. God longed for me to turn around and acknowledge my need for him. When I learned that with my professed faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that I was not only saved but forgiven, an unbearable weight was lifted from my shoulders. In asking and accepting Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, you are cleansed from the sins of your past, present, and future, all unrighteousness. I was set free. Jesus set me free. In Regen, I finally began to learn who Jesus was and just how great his unconditional love is. Steps 1 through 3, admit, believe, and trust. These steps were eye-opening to me. I thought I had done all that as a kid, and I'm good, right? No. I was convicted often and wept as I prayed for God to help my unbelief. God continued to open my eyes to my desperate need, not just for a Savior, but a Lord of my life that would show me the way in which I should go. The daily abiding of pursuing Christ in the Regen curriculum was the jolt I needed to then continue to seek him in prayer and in his word. Steps 4 through 6, inventory, confess, and repent. I've done some terrible things. Many I thought were unforgivable. So as we got to confession, I thought I'd vaguely share my socially acceptable sins, but I felt led to confess it all. I had never felt so free in Christ. I was experiencing God's best as I acknowledged my worst before him and others. Steps 7 through 9, follow, forgive, amends. Forgiveness changed my life. Well, Jesus changed my life. But he is the embodiment of forgiveness. As I mentioned earlier, it was through finally having a right understanding of the gospel that allowed me to see that Jesus Christ paid my debt. Amends is still ongoing to this day as I seek to be a minister of reconciliation with all those the Lord allows me to encounter, especially those I've harmed in my past. Steps 10 through 12, continue intimacy, regenerate. God calls me into a beautiful adventure with him on a daily basis. It starts by admitting my desperate need for Jesus. I am seeking a deep and meaningful relationship with God through prayer, daily time in His Word, meaningful relationships with His people, and faithful obedience, of which only God can provide. By His grace, I live in the light, express my fears with my community group often, and confess at the thought level when enticed by temptation. God has done a mighty work in my life. Since that Christmas day of 2016, by His strength, I have remained pure and sober from a 20-year battle with pornography and inappropriate relationships. Thank you, Jesus. By His strength, I have not done drugs or had a drink of alcohol in over 3 years. And when I, praise the Lord. And when I understood my identity was in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, God removed the anxiety I'd lived with for over 25 years. What a gift. Thank you, Jesus. And check this out. Now I get to be a pastor on call. Yeah. Right? Tomorrow marks my 1 year anniversary on staff here at Watermark, and I'm still making films, but now Jesus is the center and the hero of every single miraculous story I get to tell. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I have an amazing relationship with my now 6-year-old son who has attended Watermark with me regularly for the past 3 years. I believe I'm finally being the daddy God has called me to be. And as much as I thought I wanted restoration with my son's mother, the Lord showed me that was not an option. She got married to a wonderful guy last October. And by God's grace, I get to be a champion for Christ in their lives. None of this is by my hand or my will. This is all God's doing. His grace removed the desires of my flesh and the fears I lived with. If I do not continue daily to seek the Lord, my flesh wages war against me. I have found that it is the power of prayer, the word of God, fellowship with others, and confessing all sin that allows me to follow and share the Jesus that I know and love today. My hope, my desire, my delight is Christ. May Jesus be my treasure forever. 4 years ago, I would not whisper I'm a Christian in a crowd of two. Now I stand before you unashamed on this stage to tell you all, God loves you as much as He's loved me and continues to love me daily. And it is only the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. I thank my Heavenly Father for setting this heartbroken man free from all the bondage I'd placed myself in thinking I knew better. There was a void, an unfillable chasm, and God's love in the name of Jesus filled every single empty and broken space within me, and He will do the same for each and every one of you. My name is Jason, and I have a new life in Christ. I am recovering from fear-based anxiety. And please know, if the Son that died for you was priceless and He traded His life for yours, then in Christ, you are priceless too. To God be all the glory. Amen.